Every actress knows that Hollywood doesn't offer many good roles for women over 40. But a couple of new movies feature women of a certain age. Reporter Kim Masters explains why the studios are giving mature women a chance to take their clothes off.
The studios argue that their usual treatment of women isn't about sexism, just simple economics. Big studio movies need big opening weekends. And for that, studios count on men, and mostly young ones who might not be keen to see a film about older women. Columbia Pictures chairwoman Amy Pascal is known for her partiality to so-called chick flicks, but she says women as a group are hard to lure to theaters.
Well, women don't open pictures. Older, younger, in between. No, they don't.
A couple of recent films have attempted to defy conventional wisdom. Columbia made Something's Gotta Give, starring Diane Keaton as a woman who has her way with Keanu Reeves and Jack Nicholson. And Disney released Calendar Girls, based on the true story of British women who bear all for a fundraising project.
Don't think of it as naked, Cora. It's not naked. It's nude.
Annie, I am 55 years old. So if I'm not going to get him out now, when am I?
The story of the Calendar Girls had a full Monty appeal that the studios couldn't miss. Luckily, the picture is set in England. In Hollywood, finding actresses to play attractive women over 50 probably wouldn't have been so easy. An agent who represents big female stars says some of her clients get angry if asked to play age-appropriate roles. And Nancy Myers, who directed Something's Gotta Give, says she had trouble filling a small role that called for an attractive actress over 60 who had no plastic surgery. That phenomenon is less pronounced in Britain. Calendar Girls star Julie Walters hopes it stays that way. She had a kind of ersatz facelift for a role in a play recently and wasn't pleased.
I really didn't like it. It was a different face. It was some other face, and it had nothing in it.
Still, Walters acknowledges that she feels a little pressure.
There's a kind of bandwagon that people have to get on, or they feel they're going to look... You know, I mean, I feel it slightly myself because I've had no plastic surgery. I know other actresses of my age and older than me are now looking younger. You know, what do you do about that? You stick to your bloody guns, I think. That's what you do.
The women in Calendar Girls do look their age. And though the sexuality in the film is muted, it's there. Julie Walters says the response from older audiences shows that the movie strikes a deep chord.
People love it, and not just women, but men love it. I think it sort of confirms something for them, that they are still sexual.
Something's Gotta Give involves a budding romance. It deals with sex a bit more graphically.
You know, I can't decide if, oh God, if you hate me, or if you're like the only person who ever really got me.
I don't hate you.
Not only does Diane Keaton take off her clothes, but there's talk of Viagra and more. Columbia Pictures chief Amy Pascal says when Nancy Myers first brought her the idea, she described a scene in which Keaton, in bed with Nicholson for the first time, assures him that birth control is not necessary.
And I said, I'm doing that movie. Because I thought, I've never seen a sex scene with menopause in it. And I thought, I'm making that.
Pascal says she still didn't consider the picture to be about an older woman. She saw it as a comedy about relationship issues.
And then Nancy told me that she had pitched it to a couple other studios, and people said, ew, God, two people, old people falling in love, that sounds disgusting. So I thought, oh my God, what did I do?
It's an Oedipal taboo.
Psychiatrist and sexuality expert Virginia Sadock teaches at New York University Medical Center. Sadock says people generally perceive themselves as young, even if they're not. When they see an older couple portrayed in sexual terms, they see their parents.
One doesn't like to think of one's parents as sexual people.
And that applies especially to mothers.
Older women, in particular, having sex. That's the biggest taboo.
But Sadock thinks that's changing. For one thing, she says, older women don't look as old as they used to. And the advent of the birth control pill has also changed perceptions.
It's when you divorce sex from procreation that you start being able to accept the idea of older women and sexuality.
So is a new era dawning? For Hollywood, it's all about money. With its star power, Something's Gotta Give is performing well. Calendar Girls is struggling. Even if both were hits, actress Julie Walters doubts the two movies could change the world. But she thinks demographics are on her side.
I'm part of the baby boomers, and alongside me there are a lot more women producers, women directors, and women writers wanting to tell their story. And I do feel that it will change.
No doubt older adults everywhere are hoping that it will change. and that something, in fact, does have to give. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.